has been wandering this earth through time and will for all eternity.
Have you told him? Told Hugo about this?
No, I have not told Hugo. He cannot see me, nor hear me.
Why are you helping me?
You're very special. You can hear my voice. The only people I can reach are those who have ended their stay in this world of the living and are on their way to the next.
Oh, great. So I have one foot in the grave. Is that it?
Perhaps. But you are trying to deflect your destiny away from immediate death. And the cause of your death rests with Hugo, my son. So I suppose I was hoping that fate could be swayed. Just like that creature is. I know how powerful fate is, but I still hoped. Though, of course, for a very different reason from the creature's.
The creature?
A homunculus. My husband did not create it, you know. Its true nature is far from that. It's a kind of genie trapped in the Philosopher's Stone. All my husband did was free it.
That can't be.
What I've told you, I piece together from what other souls told me in my wanderings. Ever since I became what I am now. Of course, not all of it may be true. I've had you long enough, haven't I? You must go. Fate is something that belongs to you, and the only one who can change it is yourself. My work is near its end. There is only one thing I ask of you. Should you ever see Hugo again, tell him you have done an unforgivable thing. But I forgive you, even if no one else can.